Okay. First of all, anybody here a Leo? Anybody here a Leo? Their sign? I'm sure you know Leos, statistically speaking. So Leos are known to be very temperamental people. And it makes sense because they're born in Av. And Av is the month that you have the worst day on the Jewish calendar, Tisha B'Av. It's National Aninus. And it's also the happiest day on the Jewish calendar. That's one of the last Mishnayos in time that says that one of the happiest days in Klal Yisrael was Tu B'Av. So in the same month, you have the happiest day and you have the saddest day. So it's a very loaded month. That's where the Leos are temperamental people. You have to be patient with their mitzvahs. That's a separate thing. But there's a lot going on in this month. And you know, the analogy we were growing up was like kind of like you have Yom HaZikaron and then you have Yom HaAtzmaut the next day. So this is kind of like, this whole month is just filled with that type of energy where like, it's the happiest day and the saddest day. Rabbi Nachman says, if you believe that you could destroy, if you believe that things could get really bad, have the capacity to go really downhill, believe that you could also repair. Because in as much as the person has the capacity to go low, you have to recognize that's the capacity you have to go higher, to go bigger. So this month has the capacity for the greatest joy. Therefore, it has the capacity for the lowest of lowest. It's like there's a Torah by Rabbi Cook, Rabbi Yisrael Cook, where he talks about two types of souls in this world. And it's a little bit binary, but you'll indulge with this. But he says you have souls of tohu, souls of chaos, and you have souls of tikkun. You have souls of rectification. Tikkun soul is a very simple type of person. Type wakes up like 8:30, reads the news, goes to work, goes out with the coworkers, goes home, Netflix and chill, go to bed. Very simple life. Not too many highs, not too many lows. Very like mediocre type of person. Okay? Then you have a tohu soul. Tohu soul is chaotic. And because they experience such lows, they experience such chaos, they have the capacity for greatness. Because it's in as much as you have the capacity to go low, you have that much capacity to go high. How high you can go is commensurate with how low you can go. How low you can go. So anytime you're feeling demoralized, you're feeling desolate, despondent, dismayed, doleful, discontent, despaired, depressed, what other words we got? Yeah, I'm trying to think of more D words.
Desperate.
Dispirited, desperate.
Devastated.
Devastated, yeah, thank you.
Disillusioned.
Disillusioned, dismayed. Did I say dismayed?
You say downtrodden.
Where's my pen? No, but I knew that one. A lot of these are new, yeah. Recognize that, like, you know, as many of these words as we have for going downhill, we have Gila, we have Simcha, we have Rina, we have Gita, we have so many words for happiness. And in as much as you can go low, you can go high. Rabbi Nachman says that big people have big problems. So this is based on a verse, the last verse in the first parak of Koheles, where King Solomon says, Harbe chokhmah, harbe kas. With a lot of wisdom, with a lot of knowledge, with a lot of understanding of the world around you, naturally will come a lot of angst and anger. And Yosef Das, when you increase your knowledge, when you increase your awareness, Yosef Machov, you increase your angst. And the Kotzker Rebbe says, Afal Pikein, even though if you increase your knowledge, you increase your angst, Afal Pikein, Yosef Das, increase your knowledge. It's worth it. Why? Because the Kotzker Rebbe recognized, okay, yeah, you're increasing your knowledge, you're increasing your awareness, and you're getting very upset, you feel a lot of tohu, you feel a lot of chaos, but it's in the capacity that you feel all of that angst that you have the capacity to ameliorate yourself from all of that angst. In as much as you have the capacity to go low, you have the capacity to go high. There's a... In the second parak of Shabbos, it talks about Hananya ben Chizkiah and his and the Siyaso. How do I say Siyaso? Siyaso in English. His synod. Yeah, right. Siyaso is his chevra, like his helpers. So it says a lot of interesting things about them.
One is entourage.
His entourage. His groupies. His groupies. Yeah, fine. His synod. So these people, they took hundreds of barrels of oil. They went up to an attic and they tried to figure out certain stiras, certain issues in the book of Yechezkel, and they reconciled them. Fine. They did a few other stuff. One other thing they did. Anybody know what they did? Hananya ben Azariah b'Siyaso. They also wrote Megillas Tainus. Do people know Megillas Tainus? Megillas Tainus, you've heard of it. You learned it like in 8th grade or something. Megillas Tainus is a book that goes through certain days in the Jewish calendar when very good events happened, and because of that, you're not allowed to fast on those days. It's like, today l'maaseh, it's obsolete because
you know, probably,
So, Hananya wrote that sefer. And you know, it's called Megillas Tainus because those are the days when you're not allowed to have a Tainus. Because good things happened, Bnei Yisrael were niggle, they were redeemed. Now, the Gemara asks, why did Hananya and his synod in this attic write this sefer? What was the point? And it says because they were mechabvin es atzaros, because they loved pain. This sounds sadistic, this sounds, the word is machoistic. It's one of those words I've never said. Machoistic?
Yeah. Never said.
Yeah. So, you know, this sounds crazy. Like, what do you mean? They love pain? Why do they love pain? So Rashi says, why do they love pain? She's like, oh, in the hen, Vanes Kavalein, because they knew anytime there was an obstacle, anytime there was some issue in life, some occlusion, they knew that the second they were in this scenario, they knew they'd get out of it. So that's why they loved it so much. They were looking forward to that Geula. They were like Rabbi Akiva, that when Rabbi Akiva was crying at the destruction of the temple, and his friend said to him, why are you crying? The temple is destroyed. And he said, because it's being destroyed, but it's going to be rebuilt. Rabbi Akiva was just one step ahead of his friends. That was it. Everybody knows Mashiach is going to come, but Rabbi Akiva recognized that just a little bit earlier than his friends. They were crying, he was laughing. Why? He thought more quickly than they did. He realized, no, something good will come out of this. There's an idea, Rito Litzaya Chariya. Ascent presupposes descent. So sometimes you need to go low in order to go high. And Rabbi Akiva recognized, okay, in life you have your highs and your lows. You know, you're a living person, that's like the heartbeat, you know, goes up and down and up and down. But once it's flat, then, you know, you're no longer living. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva realized we have our highs, we have our lows. Right now is a low, the base of Mithras is destroyed. Okay, but that's part of the process, and next we're going to have a high. Okay, so he was just like a little bit more in touch with the future than his friends were. And his friends had to get on that page. You recognize the next stop is the Aliyah. So in any moment we're experiencing, any low that we have, any Tisha B'Av that we have, Tisha B'Av is a national limus, but we all have our own Tisha B'Av, we all have our own destruction, our own kilkel, our own tohu. We all have those moments where we're really at that low, we're at that rock bottom, and we recognize, okay, this is a part of the process, and out of this process comes the redemption, out of this process comes the liberation from this. Out of this Rurito will come an Aliyah, because ascent presupposes descent, and this is just part of that process of getting to that ascent. So Av is a microcosm for life. We're going to have our Tisha B'Av, we'll have our Tu B'Av, and we have to understand that and be okay with that, and know when we have our Tisha B'Av, it's okay, because we're going to have our Tu B'Av soon.
Wow.
It's beautiful,
yeah,
you're
14 more minutes.
Yeah, I can. You want me to keep going?
Yeah.
Okay, and any time, now, you know, I'm saying all this stuff, you know, we're gonna, you have your downfall, you're gonna have your uphill. How do I know? What do I know? Like, you know, I'm a nobody. Like, what do I know? I'll tell you what I know. Historical precedent. Rabbi Nachman has an idea. He says, Nitzachti va'anatzeach. I was successful and I will be successful. What does that mean? Think about the greatest obstacle you've had in your life. You've already overcome it. You're already here right now. So if I know that in the past, every single obstacle prior that I had, I overcame, why would this next obstacle be any different? I was successful in the past. I went downhill in the past. And now I'm in a new zone. Now I came back from that. Okay, so why wouldn't I come back now? So that's just like a meditation we can have for ourselves. Okay, yeah, I'm low now, but I was low before and I came back. So now I'm low before and now I'll come back. Yeah, I had my Yerida, then I had my Aliyah. Okay, so now I'm in my Yerida. I'll get back to my Aliyah. It's possible. It'll happen. Should I keep going? I can keep going. I talk a lot.
We could do a song.
This is, we could do a song. Just one more thing.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, no, there's the verse, Eliyahu said, Eov is just, you know, blabbing. Life is not going well for Eov. And his friend Eliyahu, what?
He's blabbing.
He's talking a lot.
Talking good.
Yeah. Is that disrespectful to Eov? I don't think it's like, it's a very, and it's a very long safe. Like, he's clearly blabbing. And his friend Eliyahu says to him, Adabir v'yavdiyachli, I speak so that I can find contentment. So, you know, all of the Torah that we share, it has to be Torah that you know, people relate to. You know, it has to be Torah like, I'm sharing this Torah. Why? Because these are things that I think about. It's on my mind. And if it's on my mind, it has to be in your mind. Because the human experience is not, I hate to break it to you, the human experience is not so unique. King Solomon says, Rei davar charash, you'll see something new, yomar zeh charash, you'll say, oh, I have some new navadiyah, hu haya kvar lelam. It already existed, asher mechalifaninu. That idea already existed before you. So, you know, all the human experiences that we have, you know, other people in the chevra can relate to it. And when we're here, when we're singing, like King Solomon says in the penultimate verse in Shir HaShirim, Yeshvim Chaverim Baganim, you have friends sitting in a garden, Makshivim Lekalech, listening to each other speak. And when the friends get together in this crazy world, because the Svarim HaKadoshim, which means that I have no idea where it says it, but the Svarim HaKadoshim write that Ganim, gardens, comes from the same word as Gnos, like that which is grotesque, that which is decadent, gross, disgusting. Because we live in this crazy, chaotic, tohu world, and there's just so much going on, and it's so overwhelming. But when we get together with the friends, when we sit in that garden of friendships, you know, because when we're here together, this is like this island that we call our abode, where we barricade ourselves from the tempestuous, tumultuous storms. Then there's a certain remedial quality in the friends coming together, and in adabar v'yavdiyachli, and in speaking out our thoughts, and just sharing ideas.